Hey, that was a rough 24 hours.
Got eating your own cooking or what? Or did
you? You know, I still think maybe it was a bug. I mean, I don't know. It's either a bug or food poisoning, but I didn't eat anything weird. So
people always say, "Oh, I think it was something I ate." You know, there's those short little bugs that go around probably more often than your food problems.
Yeah. So boy, I still feel, you know, I'm not 100%, but I'm pretty close.
Okay.
So I feel much better.
Good. Good. What's going on?
It looks like any day now Keith Urban will sign with Idol, as he has just quit Australia's The Voice, and that might have been the last cog, you know, in the wheel.
Right.
So we'll see. It looks good, though. Luke Bryan was at a pizza parlor recently when a friend had to do the Heimlich on him for 30 seconds after a piece of pizza got stuck in his throat.
Wow.
God, that's a long time to do the Heimlich.
Yeah.
Sarah Evans has an easy and delicious recipe for corn casserole at tasteofcountry.com. Anything with a cup of cream and a stick of butter, and it's got to be good. You know? Blake Shelton's now made his fan club free. That is so cool. Very few artists have free fan clubs.
You know, and that is cool. Why should you have to join just to be a fan?
Yeah, I agree.
You pay me, and then you can be my fan.
And then you can have special perks.
The Morning Show Fan Club is still free, by the way. I wanted to point that out.
And will always be.
It will.
Dirk Bentley tweets, if you were sitting in row 3 of American Eagle flight this morning, check for my iPhone.
Oh
poor guy.
Yeah, that'd be a bad thing.
Today at Target only, you can pre-order Taylor Swift's deluxe edition of Red. The video for Eric Church's Creepin' debuts today, but only at RollingStone.com.
Interesting.
Very interesting. I saw the trailer of it. It looks kind of weird, I have to say.
Okay.
And finally, Carrie Underwood's Blown Away tour kicks off tonight with Hunter Hayes. Going to be a big one.
Bow. I'm just back thinking on that creepy. I like that song, though. Bow.
Oh, yeah. Bow. I do, bow. Too.
Hey, let me ask you something real quick here.
Yeah.
I was looking at some of the highlights from the weekend calendar. And I know at one point in your life you lived up in Seattle.
Yes.
Sunday is National Stay Away from Seattle Day.
Oh, really?
Had you ever heard of that when
no,
you lived there?
No, I've never heard of that before.
There's actually a day championed by Seattle residents tired of sharing the space with tourists. Now, I've heard that before because there's so many Californians and stuff that moved up there, including my sisters.
Yes.
But, yeah, National Stay Away from Seattle Day.
Well, okay, we'll do our best. I don't plan on going.
I'm not going to be up there. I'm staying away. Fine.
Okay, good.
Anyway, you had something else for us?
Oh, if you go to NashvilleCat.com, I'm giving away the coolest thing that I kind of remember from my childhood. Remember your mom used to stick nails in potatoes to cook them faster?
No.
Well,
we had other things that we stuck in, but not nails.
Mine did, and back then they were aluminum, which is not healthy. Well, now I found a product called Spud Spikes. They are stainless steel nails. They make a potato cook probably half as fast, or twice as fast, I should say.
Okay.
I'm also giving away the Spice Blend Trio that comes with it to make the outside crunchy and tasty.
Oh, that sounds good.
And they're just, you can't find these things in hardware stores. I've tried. So Spud Spike's the only way to go, and you got to go to NashvilleCat.com to try to win them.
And no purchase necessary and all that good stuff?
That's right. You'll
get
them.
Just go to your website there, and you got some way of entering, huh?
Yeah, you can enter your address, and I'll put you in the running.
Spud Spike's, is that what they're called?
SpudSpikes.com.
All right. Very good. And it's NashvilleCat.com.
That's right.
All right. Have a great weekend. We'll talk on Monday.
I'm Nashville Cat on Big Red 92.3.